VWA mobile.
Game 4 VWA, W4 DJW, you still there?
Yeah, you're back in the truck.
I was wondering if you got it in there that fast. So what were you saying before we left?
I've got a phone call that's popped in. Let me come right back to you in just a minute, okay?
All right, if I'm not here when you get back, I'm bringing airplanes from downstairs to upstairs. So I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
VWA. VWA, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. What were you saying before we left?
No, I was about to check the winds for tomorrow. Are you near a computer? Let's see what the winds are supposed to do. Because if the winds are going to be like they were today, and today, tomorrow's going to be just a carbon copy, I'm there. As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to ask, is about what time frame you think we were thinking of for tomorrow.
So today was a 61-degree day. It's 58 now. Tomorrow's a 67-degree day. Today was 1% chance of rain. Tomorrow's 2% chance of rain. Today was 4-mile-an-hour winds, and tomorrow is 1-mile-an-hour winds. So it's not a carbon copy. It's better.
It's a no-brainer. The only thing you got to tell me is, now, like I said, I've got my Eastside guys lunch tomorrow from about 11:30 till about 1 o'clock, and then I got to drop one of the guys. I pick him up and take him over because he's not able to drive anymore. And I pick him up and take him in, and I need to drop him back. But he lives over there behind the Dunkin' Donuts on Wade Hampton, so he's almost on the way. So anytime after, say, 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it's 1 mile an hour up until 10. At 11, it goes up to 4 miles an hour. At 12, it goes to 6. At 1, it goes to 7. 2 is 7. 3 is 9. 4 is 9. And 5 is 8. 6. And 6 is 6, so it starts dropping back off again. So it does go up right at 3 and 4 o'clock is the maximum wind. That's at 9 miles an hour. It's 1 up until 10 o'clock in the morning, then it starts picking up.
Expected the temperature to be at 10 o'clock in the morning.
51 degrees, and it's 67 by 4.
Okay, 9 miles an hour is getting there. What was it Saturday when we were flying?
It was about 6 to 7 gusts that kind of went up a little higher than that, but 6 to 7. I think we ought to play it by ear and see what happens.
You know, it's cool in the mornings, but it's not bad. Do you want to get out in the morning early and catch that early morning calm?
We've done that before, and it turns out to be better earlier in the morning.
Your call, boss. If we get out early, I've got to leave by about 10:45 to pick him up at about 11:15 and then head on over.
Maybe try to be out there by 9, is that what you're thinking? 8:39?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, if it's going to be that nice and calm, I'm not really going to worry about the temperature.
All right, we'll shoot for that. Get on the radio early in the morning. We'll make sure it is what it said it was going to be before we head out.
Okay. I'll let my wife get me up in the morning. She'll have me up at about 7 or 7:30 so that I'm more or less functional by 8 o'clock. And I'm going to go ahead and charge all my batteries tonight. So that way I'll have, two or three aircraft that I can fly.
Sounds like a plan. I've got to finish unloading, but I heard you in there. You got that radio back in that truck quick. Anyway, I'll catch you in the morning. I got to go finish unloading. W4DJW.
I will be on the air in the morning, no later than 7:30, 7:45. How's that?
Sounds like a plan. I'm always around. I'm always up around 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning, somewhere in between those two. I might be downstairs getting a cup of coffee. But I'm always up and around about that time of the morning. So I'll hear you in the morning.
Sounds like a plan, sir. And, I just thought of something else. Do you think morning dew would play into a factor on this?
Not at all. You could fly these into, you could take these off and land them on a lake and it wouldn't hurt them. their styrofoam.
All right. Well, I'm thinking more in terms of bringing a cadet and a 182.
Bring them on. That won't hurt. That won't hurt at all. Those are fine with that.
Okay. All right. I'll be on the air in the morning, sir. Talk to you later. Okay.
Don't bring any bloody wonders that ruins them when they get wet. W4DJW clear.
Or you will be monitoring.
You have them? I'll see you in the morning. Bye, guys.
Or you will be Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa and monitoring.
Why didn't you jump in there and say hello there, Alexander?
Jumped in about a minute, or maybe not a minute ago, about 3 seconds ago, and we actually doubled up.
You know what? I have a bad habit of keying up quickly. I need to leave a gap in there, so I've been trying to work on that. Well, I can only be on here about another minute or so. I'm pulling into my daughter's house, and I got to go work on a pool pump. Now, doesn't that just sound like a ton of fun?
February. Yeah, she's getting ready for the season then.
No, we got a recirculation motor, a pool recirculation motor that is making all kinds of racket, and we need to figure out what that problem is before it becomes a big problem when we have another freeze. So, all right, well, listen, I've just pulled up, and I'm going to jump out on you, bud. I just wanted to say hello, and you take it easy. Make some more contacts tonight. Carry on. K4 UFP, K4 VWA, clear up your final.
3 Steve, and I'll try to get some time in touch when we can meet up for the hand over the circuit board. Just we've been fairly busy, so anyway, this is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear but monitoring. 4 VWO, this is KO4 ULP.
ULP AA1RD. 4 ULP AA1RD. AA1RD clear.
WA mobile.